The 18th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Now a Canaanite woman came from those borders and began to cry out, "Lord, Son of David, have pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her, not even a word. So his disciples approached him and said, "Send her away. See how she is shouting after us?" Then Jesus said to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the nation of Israel." But the woman was already kneeling before Jesus and said, "Sir, help me." Jesus answered, "It is not right to take the bread from children and throw it to the little dogs." The woman replied, "It is true, sir, but even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said, "Woman, how great is your faith. Let it be as you wish." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Today we often hear the expression, "He's lost the faith," or "the faith has been lost." We hear it from people who come to our community asking for baptism, catechesis, or the sacrament of matrimony. This is to look at the world negatively, to think that things were better in the past, and that now we are getting to the stage that there is nothing left to be said or done. Obviously, these are normally young people who regret that the world seems to have changed a lot since their parents, who may have lived a more popular type of faith when they were young, that they haven't been capable of adapting to this new situation. This feeling leaves them uneasy and unsatisfied, seemingly unable to react, when in reality they are possibly at the entrance of a new time and a new period that can be and must be made good use of. This passage of the Gospel draws the attention to that Canaanite mother who asks grace for her daughter, recognizing in Jesus, Son of David. "Lord, Son of David, have pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a demon." The Master is surprised. "Woman, how great is your faith?" And he can do nothing but to act in their favor. "Let it be as you wish," although this does not seem to fall in with his plans. However, God's grace is manifested in human realities. Faith is not a privilege of a few, nor is it the property of those who think they are so good, or of those that have always been good and have such social or ecclesiastical label. God's action precedes any church's action, and the Holy Spirit is already acting upon persons we would have never suspected could bring us a message from God, a request in favor of the needy. St. Leo says, "My beloved, the virtue and wisdom of Christian faith are our love of God and of our neighbor. It does not miss any obligation to any pious works, procuring to render God worship due to him and to help our brethren."